like us just to read a few verses as we begin.
我们开始的时候要一同读几处的经文。
John 14, verse 20.
约翰福音十四章第二十节。
And this is the Lord Jesus speaking, by the way.
这是主耶稣自己在说话。
In that day, ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye are in me, and I in you.
到那日，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
I'd like you to turn to Colossians chapter 1, verses 26 and 27.
再翻到哥罗西书第一章第二十六、二十七节。
The mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been made manifest to his saints.
这道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了。
To whom God would make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the nations, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中间有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
Let's just have another word of prayer.
我们再有点祷告。
Lord, how thankful we are we've been able to gather these few days in this conference.
主，我们能够在这个特会里边有过去几天的聚集，我们的心何等的感谢你。
How grateful we are for the fellowship we've had together.
我们在一起的交通，我们是如此充满感恩。
For the prayers we've had together.
我们能够在一起祷告。
For the word you've spoken to us.
你对我们所说的这些话。
Lord, we come to you and we say we're not finished yet. We want you to speak more to us.
我们来到你的面前，对你说，主啊，我们还没有到那个地方，我们愿意继续对我们说话。
We want you to show us more that's in your heart.
我们愿意你打开你的心，让我们更多的看见你的心意。
Lord, we know you alone have the words of eternal life.
主，你唯有你有那个永生之道。
No one's here to hear me or Daniel. They're only here to hear you.
我们不是在这里听人讲，我们在这里单单的要听你说。
So we ask once again, speak, Lord.
所以我们再次请求主，请说。
Put your message in us.
把你的信息放在我们心里。
And let us together be the messenger of the Lord tonight.
让今天晚上所有的人都能够成为传你信息的人。
May your word run and be glorified.
愿你的话发出就得到荣耀。
And may you do a great work among us.
愿你在我们中间做行大事。
All these things we ask in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
所有这一切的请求都是靠着我们主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen. Amen. Well, I think by now you know what the burden is.
我相信到现在你应该知道我们这个信息的负担是什么。
We've been dealing with this matter of divine assurance.
我们一直在看这件事情，就是神圣的把握。
I hope you have the impression of how important this is.
我愿意你已经有这样一个印象，知道这件事情至关重要。
There's nothing more important to being able to live the Christian life.
没有任何的其他事情比这件事情更重要，如果你愿意过一个正常的基督徒生活。
There's nothing more important for us to be the church of the living God.
作为永生神的活的教会，没有比这更重要的。
To express all of His fullness, which is His grand purpose.
能够彰显他所有的丰满，这就是神那个目的。
He has to speak to us.
他必须要来对我们说话。
And He has to put something deeply in our beings that we know Him.
他必须在我们心里的深处做那个工，让我们能够真认识他。
This matter of divine assurance is an absolute necessity.
这个神圣的把握这件事情必须是我们永远要得到的。
Think of it. Without divine assurance, we can't know God at all.
如果没有这样的一个神圣的把握，我们甚至没有办法认识神。
We certainly can't live the Christian life.
我们就不能过一个正常基督徒的生活。
We certainly will never be the testimony of Jesus in a dark generation.
我们就没有办法在这个黑暗的世代做耶稣基督丰满的见证。
This is what I believe the Lord has laid on my heart for this weekend.
这是为什么我相信主把这个负担 放在我的心里，为着这个周末。
You know, we've been focusing on just three phrases, right? I think everybody's got that by now.
现在每一个人都应该知道，我们就有三句话，神放在我的心里头。
God with us.
神与我们同在。
The assurance of His unfailing presence.
就是能够确信他那永不止息的同在。
What assurance that is when we know He will never leave us or forsake us.
若我们真的知道他永不撇弃我们，永不撇下我们的话，这是一个何等的确信。
What a golden thread that is throughout the scripture from the beginning to the end.
从圣经的起初到末了，这是贯穿始终的一条金线。
That evenIn His last words before His ascension, the Lord Jesus said, I will be with you even to the completion of the age.
在主耶稣复活升天之前，他向我们说，他要与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
We also last night talked about God for us.
昨天晚上我们也说到主，神是我们帮助我们的。
Not only is God with us,
神不仅与我们同在。
To many of us, that would be enough. That would be all we would need.
有些人觉得只要神同在就好了，我们就有了一切。
But God always has much more.
但是神总是有更多的要给我们。
It says so clearly in His Word, if God be for us, who against us?
他在圣经里面非常清楚地告诉我们，若神是帮助我们的，谁能抵挡我们？
It's the assurance of His unlimited provision.
这是我们能够有那个确信，他的供应是无限量的。
Only God has endless provision.
因为主，只有主才能有这个无限量的供应。
And God makes that endless provision available to all of His children, to all of His sons and daughters, and to His church.
神把他这个无限量的供应赐给了所有的儿女，赐给了他的教会。
It's an unmistakable fact in the Word of God.
这个是圣经给我们看见的，没有办法搞错的一个事实。
I was thinking about last night again.
我在回想昨天晚上。
I was thinking about that great divine closing argument in Romans 8.
我想到昨天晚上我们提到的在罗马书第八章那个荣耀的结尾。
How wonderful that is.
这是何等奇妙的一件事。
What shall we then say to these things? If God for us, who against us?
既然是这样，我们还有什么可说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
And then the ultimate proof. He who yea has not spared his own son, how will he withhold from us anything?
为了证明这件事情，他接着说：“神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗
？”That's unlimited provision.
这个是那无限量的供应。
You know, I was thinking about this.
我在默想这件事情。
When you look at Romans, it's such a masterpiece.
你读罗马书，你就会知道这是一本杰作。
God begins Romans, Paul begins Romans by saying the only hope for us is the gospel.
保罗在一开始的时候就给我们看见我们唯一的希望就盼望就是福音。
God shows himself is that judge of all mankind.
神向我们启示他是全人类的那个审判者。
It's a remarkable book.
这是一本极重要的书。
Because God the judge, the eternal judge, finds all mankind guilty.
因为神就是这位永生的审判官，发现全人类都是有罪的。
It concludes there is none righteous, not even one.
他下结论说没有一位是义人，一位都没有。
In Romans 3:10.
在第三章第十节，罗马书。
It says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
三章二十三节，他说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
The verdict is guilty.
这个判决就是有罪。
No excuse.
没有任何的借口。
You have no defense before God.
你在神面前没有任何的借口。
But a miracle happens.
然而一个神迹却发生
了。This God, the righteous judge of all, he becomes the justifier of all.
这位公义的审判官，神自己成了我们的称义者。
And when you look at those verses in Romans 8, it goes on to say, it is God who justifies.
如果你再接着看第八章这边， 第三章第三十三节，他说是神称他们为义了。
What assurance that is！
这是一个何等的把握
！In this grand court, this eternal court, everyone is guilty, and yet God becomes the mercy seat, and everyone that turns to the Lord is justified。
在这位宇宙，在这个宇宙性的这个神的法庭里头，神判决每个人都有罪。然而他在这边也宣告说都因为他的儿子称义了。
When it comes to Romans 8, something spectacular happens.
当来到第八章的时候，我们就看见这个奇妙的事情发生。
You know, when you have a closing argument, and Julia can help me if I get all this wrong, by the way.
就好像在 法庭里头，这边有一个结束性的一个宣告。
The prosecution speaks first.
那么这个控告的这一方先来说，做这个结论性的发言。
Then the defense speaks.
然后就是辩方来做这个结论性的发言。
And then the prosecution has a rebuttal.
然后这个控方他就要来反驳辩方。
But this God, who was the judge of all and became the justifier of all, something wonderful happens.
这位审判官的神，这位也是称我们为义的神，在这边做了一件奇妙的事。
Not only is he the judge, and not only is he the justifier.
他不仅是这位审判官，他也不仅是这位为我们辩为我们称我们为义的神。
But in Romans 8, he becomes the defense.
在罗马书里头，他也成为我们的辩护者。
And because God concludes, who in verse 33, who shall bring an accusation against God's elect?
而33节这边说，谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？
It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns?
神有神称他们为义了，谁能定他们的罪呢？
Brothers and sisters, there can be no rebuttal.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情是没有人能够反驳的。
We are fully acquitted.
我们全都被免除了，我们被宣告无罪。
There can be no charge brought against us anymore when we are the Lord's.
当我们在主里面的时候，就没有再没有可控告我们、可定我们罪的人了。
This is the wonder of Romans 8.
这个就是罗马书第八章的这个奇迹。
This is what it means, God for us.
这就是神是我们的帮助这句话的意义。
Now tonight we're going to look at this last phrase.
今天晚上我们要来看最后这一句话。
God in us.
神在我们里面。
Brothers and sisters, can you imagine a more glorious assurance than that?
弟兄姊妹，你能够想象吗？能够比这件事情有更荣耀的一件事吗？
Not only is God with you.
不仅神与你同在。
Not only is God for you.
神不仅是帮助你的。
And now you are blameless in Christ Jesus.
现在你在基督耶稣里是无瑕疵的。
Fully acquitted.
你已经完全的被宣告无罪。
Nothing can separate you from the love of Christ.
没有任何的事情能够把你和基督的爱隔绝。
In that enormous list, and the only answer again and again is nor, 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 nine times nothing.
有九处这边列了一个单子，就是这么多的糟糕的事情都没有办法使你能够与基督的爱隔绝。
But you add to all that, and God does the unthinkable.
然后在这之外，神还做了一件我们没有办法想象的事。
He says, "Not only will I be with you."
他说，不仅我与你们同在。
Not only will I be for you.
不仅我要帮助你们。
But beyond all comprehension, He says, "I will be in you."
但是超乎一切人能够想象的，就是神还要来住在我们里面。
No higher assurance is possible.
没有比这个能够有更高的这个确信。
Who can question the wisdom of God?
谁可以在这边向神的智慧挑战呢？
It was always His eternal purpose that life that was at our disposal, that power that would become our source.
这就是神那永远的旨意，他就要把他自己作为那个永远的根源，生命的根源和力量在我们的里面。
Would be His life that is in us.
那个就是神把他的生命放在我们的里面。
There's a few things we want to look at tonight.
今天晚上我们要看几处，看几件事情。
The source of unparalleled power.
第一件就是这个无与伦比能力的来源。
And then there's another very important thing. You may not understand it now, but we want to look at the sight of unparalleled power. Where do we see it?
我们首先要来看见说我们如何的能够看见这个神无与伦比的能力。
And finally, we need to see the great secret.
最后我们要来看见说这个秘诀在哪里。
The secret of unparalleled power.
就是这无与伦比能力的秘诀。
Let me tell you something that's very important in the Word of God.
让我跟你讲一句在神的话语里边非常重要的事。
With God, source is always important.
对神来说这个根源总是很重要的。
And with God, power and source are always related.
对神来说这个根源和这个能力总是连在一起的。
There's a terrible thing about power.
对这个能力或者权力来说是一件很可怕的事。
When it's in human hands, it's a terrible thing about absolute power.
如果在人的手中有这样的一个绝对的权力的话，那是很可怕的一件事。
Matter of fact, you may have heard that famous quote, absolute power corrupts absolutely.
你也许听说过这句很著名的话，说到绝对的权力导致绝对的腐败。
This was spoken by Lord Acton, who was a British politician and statesman.
这是一位英国的政治家 Lord Acton 说的。
He said something more deeply than that.
他还说了比这更深刻的话。
He said, power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And then he said something tremendous. He said, great men are almost always bad men.
他说除了说绝对的权力导致绝对的腐败之后他还最后说到这些所谓伟大的人总是坏人
So don't long to be great
他们已经不再是伟大的人
You can think of the Roman emperors they thought they were God
你可以想象一下罗马皇帝们他们都觉得自己是神
You can think of Napoleon he made himself emperor
你可以知道拿破仑最后他就做了皇帝
You can think of Vladimir Putin. I think he's made himself president for life if he lives.
你也可以想想普京他呢要成为这个终身的总统
Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
绝对的权力导致绝对的腐败
But there's one absolute power that never corrupts.
然而却有一个绝对的那个能力那个权力他绝对不会腐败
That's the power of his incorruptible life.
就是那个没办法被朽坏的生命。
That's what makes the difference to us as believers.
这个是使我们能够成为信神的人。
I think to really understand this matter of power and source, you have to go back to Genesis.
如果要想明白这个来源、源头和能力的话，我们必须要回到创世纪。
We clearly see the corrupting power of the wrong source.
我们在那边看见了那个腐败。能力的源头
And we see the absolute power of the right source.
然而我们也看见了那个绝对公义的那个权力那个能力
Look, turn to Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 and 27.
我们先来看创世纪第一章第26、27节
And God said, let us make man in our image.After our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the heavens, and over the cattle, and over the whole earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth on the earth.
我们要照着我们的形象，按照我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。
And listen to verse 27.
听一听二十七节。
And God created man in his image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them.
神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
It was always God's purpose that man have dominion.
是神的旨意和目的，他要人来替他做管理的。
Dominion is power.
要想管理的话，你必须有能力。
Man had a special privilege no other creature had.
人有一个超越所有其他造物的一个特权。
If you read it very carefully, they were to have dominion over all of this creation.
你仔细读的话，你就会知道说，人要去管理所有其他的被造。
And they had the highest privilege in that they were the only one made in the image and likeness of God.
他们有这样一个最高的特权，就是他们是照着神的形象和样式造的。
You imagine that?
你要想象一下这件事。
God could have made you a hippopotamus.
神可以把你造成一像河马那样。
Our first granddaughter loved giraffes.
我的第一个孙女她喜欢这个长颈鹿。
I think she wanted to be a giraffe.
实际上她也希望自己成为一个长颈鹿。
We took her to the zoo to feed giraffes.
我们把她带到动物园里让她来喂这个长颈鹿。
And I remember a little three-year-old Lily getting the giraffe food and sticking her whole hand up the giraffe's throat.
然后她就把她的小手她来喂这个长颈鹿把她的小手伸到她的这个喉咙里头。
I thought my granddaughter was going to lose her arm.
我以为她会失去她的胳膊。
But God didn't do that.
但是神没有这样做。
God made you in His image.
神是照着他自己的形象造
的。God made you in His likeness.
神是照着他自己的样式造的。
Brother Kong always told us, image is inner likeness.
江弟兄告诉我们说，这个形象是内在的样式。
And likeness is outer form or likeness.
这个样式呢，就是外在的形象。
What a privilege this is.
这是一个何等的特权。
Do you know no other creature had this privilege?
你知道没有任何其他造物有这样的特权吗？
The angels don't have this privilege.
天使也没有这样的特权。
The animals don't have this privilege.
动物也没有这样的特权。
But you have this privilege.
然而你却有这样的特权。
Because God's great purpose was to put His life inside of you.
因为神最伟大的目的就是要把他的生命放在你的里头。
And you were to have dominion.
然后你就可以管理一切。
And God and man together were going to live in this great divine experiment, if you don't mind me using those words.
如果你不介意我用这样的词来描述，神就把他和我们一起来放在这个伟大的实验里头。
Hebrews 2 verse 7. Look at that just for a moment.
希伯来书第二章。
This is, of course, speaking of the Lord Jesus.
当然，这是说到我们的主耶稣基督。
It says, Thou hast made him some little inferior to the angels. Thou hast crowned him with glory and honor, and hast set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast subjected all things under his feet.
第七节，你叫他比天使微小一点，赐他荣耀。尊贵为冠冕，并将你手所造的都派他管理，叫万物都伏在他的脚下。
I hope you understand what we just read.
我希望你能够明白我们刚才所读的。
We were made a little lower than the angels.
我们是造的比天使要微小一点。
But we were made with a much grander purpose in view than all the angels.
但是我们却被造要超过一切天使所要得到的那个尊贵和荣耀。
It says even later in Hebrews that angels are just ministering spirits.
然后希伯来书也告诉我们天使不过都是服役的灵。
And has set him over all the works of thy hands. Thou hast subjected all things under his feet.
你要将你手所造的都派他管理叫万物都伏在他脚下。
And then when you look at Hebrews 2 verse 16, listen to this.
然后你再读第二章十六节。
For he does not indeed take hold of the angels by the hand, but he takes hold of the seed of Abraham.
他并不救拔天使，乃是救拔亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Can you think of a higher privilege than that?
你能够想象比这更大的一个特权吗？
Think of the special design that God had for you and for me.
你要想象这是神对你对我的一个特殊的设计。
This is what he wants.
这个是他的心意。
And then you see how he grants great power.
然后你看他赐下了何等伟大的能力。
This is like nothing man could ever imagine.
这个是超乎了人类也能够想象出的任何东西。
That's why I use the word, it's the great divine experiment.
这个是为什么我用这个词来描述，就是它是这个伟大的神圣的实验。
They said, they used this phrase, the great experiment, in the U.S. history for George Washington.
他们曾经用这个伟大实验这个词来描述美国的国父乔治华盛顿。
said the establishment of our new government seemed to be the last and grand experiment for human happiness.
他曾经说过，他说我们这个政府的建，我们这个新政府的建立，这不是促进人类。
Now I'm as patriotic as anybody in this room, but that depresses me. If the U.S. is the last hope for human happiness, I'm depressed.
如果美国的建立是人类这个最后促进人类幸福的最后一次伟大实验的话，那么我心里面感觉很悲伤。
The great divine experiment that God had in joining himself to man and giving dominion and ruling over all things is the last great hope for human happiness.
这个伟大的神圣的实验，就是神把自己跟人联合在一起，好来管理万物。这个是人类历史上的一个最伟大的实验，是我们能够促进我们人类最后的幸福。
But what was in view in Genesis was the source.
但是我们刚才读到的创世纪，只不过是给我们看见这个源头。
When you look at Genesis, you see that there were two trees and two choices.
你在创世纪里边，你看见了两棵树，也看见了两种选择。
These two trees were diametrically opposing sources.
这样的两棵树，它们其实是很矛盾的。
But this would make the difference in the destiny of man.
然而却在人类的命运里头产生了很极大的影响。
Look at Genesis chapter 2 verses 8 and 9.
第二章第八节第九节。
And Jehovah Elohim planted a garden in Eden eastward, and there put man whom he had formed. And out of the ground Jehovah Elohim made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, and the tree of life in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
耶和华神在东方的伊甸立了一个园子，把所造的人安置在那里。耶和华神使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目，其上的果子好做食物。园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶的树。
In the cradle of civilization, the great divine experiment began.
在这个生命的摇篮的地方，这个伟大的神圣实验开始了。
And the whole thing hinged on what choice this man God created in his image would make.
所有的一切事物都取决于人在这个地方做一个什么样的选择。
If you look at Genesis chapter 2 verse 15 to 17,
你再看到二章十五节到十七节。
And Jehovah Elohim took man and put him into the Garden of Eden to till it and guard it.
耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。
And Jehovah Elohim commanded man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou shalt freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day thou eatest of it, thou shalt certainly die.
耶和华神吩咐他说，园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
I think it's amazing how we think about God sometimes.
我觉得我们有些时候难以理解这样的一位神。
You may say, why did God not allow them to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil?
你觉得神为什么不让他们吃这个分别善恶树的果子呢？
How could he prohibit anything if he loves us? How could he prohibit anything from us?
如果他真的爱我们的话，他不会禁止我们去做一些事情。
I think that's the absolute wrong way of looking at things.
但是我觉得这是一个绝对错误的方式来看待这件事。
He gave us every tree that was in the garden except one tree.
他把园中各样树上的果子都赐给我们随意吃，但是却不让我们吃一棵树的果子。
The tree of life was to be the tree that God wanted man to partake of.
这个生命树就是神让人去吃的那棵树。
And if man took of that tree of life, he would discover the source of unparalleled power.
如果人吃了那个生命树的果子，他就得到了这个无与伦比能力的那个源头。
It represents a life that is totally dependent on God.
这个是代表我们的生命是完完全全依赖于神的。
The tree of the knowledge of good and evil represents a life that is totally independent from God.
分别善恶树在这边却代表着一个完全独立于神的一个生命。
We love our independence.
我们非常喜欢独立。
This country was founded upon independence.
这个国家的建立就是在于它独立。
But brothers and sisters, if we live a life that is independent of God, we will never understand His source of unlimited power.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们过一个独立于神的这个一个生活的话，我们永远没有办法明白他那无与伦比的能力。
We know the story.
我们知道这个故事。
We know what happened. They took the wrong source.
我们知道他们做了这个错误的选择。
It was the ruin of mankind.
这导致了人类的衰败。
Those ominous words of the Lord came true. On the day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
神在那边说的这个不祥的话，你吃的日子必定死，这句话就应验了。
Spiritually, they died.
在属灵生命这方面，他们就死掉了。
What a terrible day that was.
那是一个何等可怕的日子。
All of God's hope in this purpose and plan was that they take of the tree of life.
神的计划和心意就是他们就盼望他们能够去吃那个生命，选择吃生命树的果子。
Now, I don't think life is that complicated when it gets down to it.
我觉得其实生活并不是应该是那么复杂的。
There were only two choices.
只有两个选择。
There were only two trees.
只有两棵树。
It wasn't that difficult.
实在也不是很困难的一件事。
And I think I love what it says in Romans chapter 12 at the beginning.
然后我也就很喜欢罗马书12章那个一开始的那句话。
Talks about presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice because of the mercies of God.
说到因为神的慈悲，我们要把我们的身体献上当作活祭。
And it goes on to explain there are really only two choices.
他接下来就说到也不过就是两种选择。
You can be conformed to the image of this world, or you can be transformed by the renewing of your mind and be conformed to Christ.
你或者效法这个世界，或者心意更新而变化，使你们能够成为像基督的模样。
I love the simplicity of this.
我很非常喜欢这里边的那个简单。
You may think you have thousands of choices before you.
你也许觉得在你面前有成千的这个可选的东西。
You young people may think with life just starting, I have so many choices.
特别是年轻人，你觉得你的生命生活刚开始，你在前面有无数的可选的东西。
But God sees that you have only two choices.
但是在神的眼中，你只不过有两种选择。
And will you make the right choice in life?
你能够在生命中间选择那个做那个对的选择吗
？All of the choices are secondary.
所有其他的选择不过都是次要的。
I'll never forget when we go to the Cheesecake Factory. They hand you a menu that's a book.
我永远不会忘记我去那个 Cheesecake Factory 去吃饭的时候，他给你一个菜单，像一本书一样。
If I want a book, I'll go to the library.
如果我真需要一本书的话，我会去图
书馆。I can't make up my mind. I said, Linda, will you choose for me? This is a book.
我实在是没办法做选择，我就跟我的妻子说，你来帮我选，这是一本书。
It's only two choices.
然而真的选择不过就两样。
And man made the wrong choice.
可惜的是人做了错误的选择。
A life of independence.
选择了那个独立的那个生命。
Sure, it looked good for food.
当然看起来很好吃。
Sure, it looked good for knowledge.
看起来得到知识也是很好。
How we pursue knowledge.
我们在那边追求知识。
This is what was wrong in the garden.
这个就是在伊甸园里所发生的那个故事。
They made the wrong choice.
他们做了错误的选择。
You remember.When the Lord, after they made that choice,
当最后来主耶稣做的那个选择
you remember he came, the Lord came and said, "Did you eat of the tree that I told you not to eat of?"
哦，后来神耶和华神来到园中问他们说，你们是不是吃了我让你不可吃的那棵树呢
？And you remember what man said, Adam said, don't you?
你记不记得亚当的那个回应是什么
？He said, "The woman you gave me, she did it."
他说那个你赐给我的那个女人是他吃的。
We men are brilliant with small brains.
我们这些小脑袋的男人们。
Blame it on her.
我们就可以全把这个责任推给女人。
The interesting thing, if you read the record, the woman wasn't even made when God gave Adam that prohibition.
你如果仔细读圣经的话，你会发现说，当神给亚当这个命令的时候，女人还没有被造。
She never heard directly that prohibition.
她从来没有亲耳听见神在那边对他们的一个禁止。
When God told Adam that, the end of that chapter is God saw it was not good that man was alone. And he took a rib from him and created woman.
是在这件事情以后，在第二章结尾的时候，神说这人独居不好，才从他的肋骨做了一个女人。
It's true, woman was deceived by the enemy.
是没有错，是女人被仇敌所欺骗。
I think we're so hard on Eve.
我觉得对你夏娃来讲这件事情
Maybe Adam never told her the whole thing that God told.
也许亚当从来没有告诉夏娃神
说的话。I know you women are liking this, me coming to your defense.
也许你会觉得这件事情可以替你做辩护。
She was, after all, alone. He left her uncovered.
夏娃也是独自在一处，然后亚当没有在那边保护她。
But she still made the wrong choice.
不管怎么样，她还是做了一个错误的选择。
And she gave it to her husband,
而且她还给她的丈夫这个果子。
And he willfully ate of the forbidden fruit.
然后那个时候，她就是偏偏选择也要吃那个果子。
What a tremendous darkness came in.
这样子让这个巨大的黑暗就进入到人类。
You know what the result was?
你知道这个事情的结果是什么？
It says at the end that they were driven from the garden.
到了第三章结尾，他们就被赶出伊甸园。
Listen to what happened.
我们可以听一下发生了什么。
Turn to chapter 3, verse 23 and 24.
第三章二十三节、二十四节。
Therefore Jehovah Elohim sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the groundwhich he had taken, and he drove out man. And he set cherubim and the flame of flashing sword toward the east of the garden of Eden to guard the way to the tree of life.
耶和华神就便打发他们出伊甸园去耕种他们所自出之土，于是把他们赶出去了，又在伊甸园的东边安设基路伯和四面转动发火焰的剑，要把守生命树的道路。
Spiritually dead and driven out of the garden of paradise.
在他们的灵里面，他们被赶出了这个伊甸园，赶出了这个乐园。
What a terrible decision that was.
这是一个何等糟糕的决定和选择。
But brothers and sisters, this is the assurance that comes to me.
然而弟兄姊妹，这个是来到临到我们的那个神圣的把握。
Just like there were two trees and two choices in the Bible, there are two gardens.
就好像有两棵树，两种选择，在圣经里边也有两。
There's the Garden of Eden, which is paradise.
这也有两个园子，一个就是伊甸园，那个
好像是乐园。There's the Garden of Gethsemane, which is the Garden of Suffering.
然后就有这个克西马尼园，就是那个受苦的园子。
There, our Lord Jesus won the battle that was lost in Eden.
在那个地方，耶稣基督为我们赢得了这场在伊甸园里边失败的战役。
Man chose this independent course with his wrong source and didn't discover that power that was at his disposal.
人因着做了错误的选择，拣选了这条没有办法认识生命能力的那条路。
Listen to what it says in Hebrews 4, verse 15.
我们听一下希伯来书第四章十五节。
For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all parts tempted as we are, yet without sin.
因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
Think of what the Lord Jesus did.
看一看我们的主耶稣做的什么。
In that moment, in his darkest hours, he said, "Yet not my will be done, but yours to the Father."
在那个最黑暗的时刻，他对父说：“父啊，你若然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
If it be possible, take this cup from me, but nevertheless, Not my will, but yours be done.
你若愿意，就把这杯撤去。然而，不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
So dark was that moment. It says he had sweat as great drops of blood.
在那个黑暗的时刻，圣经上说他的那个时候汗珠流在地上，掉在地上，如同血滴。
So dark was that hour that it says the angels appeared to him to strengthen him.
那个黑暗是如此的巨大，以至于有天使要下来加添力量在他身上。
The Lord never failed.
我们的主从来没有失败。
After man failed, God sent his only begotten Son who never failed.
当人失败之后，神就把他的独生爱子赐下来做了一个人，他永远没有失败过。
So think back to that garden.
所以我们回到那个园子。
That first garden.
这个第一个园，头一个园子。
You remember that flaming sword that was set when man was driven out?
你记得那个当人被赶出去以后，在那边转动发火的剑吗？
You remember it was there to guard the way to the tree of life?
他在那边把守生命树的道路。
I believe in this garden of suffering that sword was prepared for the heart of our Lord Jesus.
我相信在在科西玛尼园里头，那个转动发火的剑就要在这里刺在主耶稣的身上。
It's unthinkable mercy to us.
对我们来讲，这是一个没有办法想象的巨大的怜悯。
I remember the hymn by Anne Ross Cousins.
我记得这位圣徒 Anne Ross Cousins 他曾经写了一篇诗，赞美诗。
I hope you sing this hymn.
我希望你们唱过这首诗歌。
O Christ, what burdens bowed thy head?
哦、oh, 主什么使你头垂
It, those in Richmond know this is my favorite hymn.
在 Richmond 聚会的弟兄姊妹知道这是我最喜欢的一首诗歌。
I've never seen anything like it.
我从来没有见过像这样的一首诗歌。
It touches the depths of the suffering of the Lord who made the right choice.
他在这边描述到主耶稣的所受的那个苦摸到了他的那个心的深处。
And it gives us the highest assurance unimaginable.
然后他就给了我那个难以想象的那个最高的那个确信那个把握。
Just listen to this part of it, verse 5.
在第五节那边他是这样说的。
Jehovah bade his sword awake, O Christ, it woke against thee.
公义的父神唤醒刀剑竟是向你挥去。
Thy blood the flaming blade must slake.
燃烧刀剑是你的血来止息。
Thy heart its sheath must be.
你的心必要成为那个剑鞘。
Listen to this assurance.
听一听在这边所给我们的那个把握。
All for my sake, my peace to make.
这一切都是为了使我的心能够得到安息。
Now sleeps that sword for me.
竟使那刀剑能够平静。
Two gardens.
两个园子。
One was an utter failure.
一个是失败的地方。
In this second garden,
在这第二个园子里
that sword that previously guarded the way to the tree of life, God in His mercy took it and plunged it into the heart of His own Son.
那个原本把守生命树道路的那个发焰的火箭，在第二个园子里头，父神唤醒他，用他来刺向自己的儿子。
That's not license.
这个不是随意做。
That is fact.
这个不是这个是一个事实。
The unthinkable happened.
这是没有办法想象的
事情发生了。You remember in Eden, it was the two trees.
你记得在那个伊甸园里头是两棵树。
Christ was nailed to the tree.
基督是被钉在那个树上的。
For you and for me.
为着你，为着我。
This is the most marvelous assurance.
这实在是奇特的一个把握。
Now because of that one son of obedience, this tree of life is once again open to all of us who believe.
因为一个人的顺从，现在这棵生命树就向我们所有的人打开了。
Remember what I've said a number of times.
记得我曾经说过好几次。
Though we fail, God never fails.
我们可以失败，但是神从不失败。
And though we fail in His purpose, He will always accomplish His purpose.
虽然我们可以让神的旨意，我们可以在神的旨意上失败，但是神却永远要成就他的旨意。
So the Old Testament illustrates that source of power in the tree of life.
所以这个旧约里边表明或者是展现了神的那个无与伦比的能力。
But there's something in the New Testament we have to see.
然而在新约里头却有一些事情是我们必须要看见的。
In the New Testament, we see the sight of the unparalleled power.
在新约里边，我们能够看见神无与伦比的那个能力的彰显。
God didn't want to just illustrate to us about that power.
神不是仅仅的是只是表明他的那个能力。
He wanted to demonstrate that power.
他要在这边来演示他的那个能力。
Now when we think of the Lord Jesus and His coming.We often think he came to seek and save the lost.
我们说到主耶稣基督的降临，总是说他来要寻找拯救失丧的人。
And he did.
当然他是这样。
We often think he just came to save us from our sins, and he did.
我们总是觉得他来不过是为我们赦罪，他也这样做了。
But he did something much more grand, even than those things.
然而他却做了比这些事情更加伟大的事。
He demonstrated what it meant to live by the life of another.
他在这边向我们展示了这个为另外一位是为他人而生活的这个事情的实际。
In Eden, God was trying to show him, you live by the life of this tree, the tree of life, which is Christ.
在伊甸园里头，神曾经希望他们能够吃生命树的果子，能够活在那个生命的里头。
So if you look carefully at the New Testament, you see how the Lord lived by the life of the Father.
所以在新约里边，你就能看见说主耶稣他是如何的在这边活出了父神的生命。
It is a demonstration of the one who made the right choice and showed us the way of life.
在这边向我们演示了什么叫做做对的选择？什么样子叫做活出那个正确的生命
？He never did what he thought was right.
他从来没有做他自己以为是正确的事。
He always did what the Father did.
他却总是做父神所要他做的事。
This morning, Brother Bohr talked about what was the song? Que sera, sera.
今天早上，伯弟兄跟我们讲到这首歌。
Whatever will be, will be.
就是怎么说来着
Isn't that Well, there's another song that we should never model as Christians.
作为基督徒来说，我们还要有另外一首歌，我们实在是应该惊讶。
Some of you are as old as I am, and you may have remembered Paul Anka.
如果有像我这样的年纪的人，你大概能够记得另外一首诗，另外一个人叫做 Paul Anka。
Paul Anka wrote a very famous song, and the title of it is I Did It My Way.
Paul Anka 写了一做了一首歌，然后他的名字就是说我用我的方式来做了。
Now you young kids are going to think I'm just this crazy old man, but Frank Sinatra made a fortune singing I Did It My Way.
你们年轻人以为我是很说的很过，但是有一个唱这首歌的人，他发了很大的财。
And this is all about one who is looking back proudly over life's accomplishes, and concludes, but much more than this, I did it my way.
是这样的一个人，他回顾他这一生所取得的这么大的成就，他最后总结的那个高点就是说，这是我用我自己的方式做的。
Let me tell you, this should never be a Christian song.
让我告诉你，这首诗歌，这首歌永远不应该成为一个基督徒唱的歌。
The Lord Jesus demonstrated that it's never our way.
耶稣基督在这边给我们展示的是不是我的道路，不是我的路。
The secret is it's always His way.
这个秘诀在于永远是神的道路。
And I know some of you young people might think what a strict word that is.
年轻人也许会觉得这太严肃了吧。
But let me at least tell you, with one who has a few more years on you,
特别是你们在年轻里面稍微长进一点的，稍微大年龄大一点的。
If you do it His way,
如果你能够用神的方式来做
，you will discover everything you need for life.
你就可以得到你生命中所需要的一切。
All that pertains to life and godliness.
所有一切关乎生命和前进的事。
Think of what is demonstrated in the Lord's life on earth.
我们可以看一下主耶稣基督如何在地上活出这样的生命。
Turn to Philippians chapter 2.
能够请大家翻到腓立比书第二章。
Verses 5 through 8.
第五节到第八节。
For let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Who subsisting in the form of God did not esteem it an object of repine.
他本有神的形象不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
What that word repine means is to steal something that isn't yours.
这个强夺就是去夺一些不是属于你的东西。
To be on equality with God.
来与神同等。
But he emptied himself, taking a bondman's form, taking his place in the likeness of men, and having been found in the figure as a man, humbled himself, becoming even, obedient even unto death, and that the death of the cross.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
How remarkable this is!
这是何等特别的一件事。
The Lord was equal with God.
主是耶稣是与神同等的。
I don't have to tell you this, the Lord was God.
我不用告诉你，主耶稣基督就是神。
And yet he chose to empty himself of everything that had to do with deity.
然而，他却把一切能够跟神有关系的那个荣耀都倒空了。
The God of glory did more than man ever did.
这位荣耀的神做了超乎人的所能做的一切多一切。
He took on a servant's form.
他取了奴仆的形象。
He took his place in the likeness of men.
成为人的样子。
And having gone even further, he humbled himself even to the death of the cross.
然后他就走得更远，他甚至自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死。
Do you think he did it his way?
你以为他是用自己的方式来做的吗？
I think this is a secret that many miss about the Lord's days on earth.
我觉得这是一个很多人误解的没办法了解的基督耶稣的秘诀。
What was he doing when he was walking and doing all those miracles and teaching?
他在那边行神迹在那边教导他到底都怎么做做了些什么呢
?What was he doing in those days?
在地上的日子的时候基督都做了些什么
?He was teaching us how to live by the life of another.
他在那边向我们展示教导我们如何的去过一个顺从父神的生活。
Look at John 5 verse 19.
我们看一下约翰福音第五章十九节。
I think this is a remarkable verse.
这实在是非常特别的一处经文。
Jesus therefore answered and said to them, Verily, verily, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself,says whatever he sees the Father doing, for whatsoever things he does, these things also the Son does in like manner.
耶稣对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，只凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做，父所做的事，子也照样做。
Brothers and sisters, think about it. Certainly the Lord could do something of himself.
弟兄姊妹可以想象一下，当然主耶稣基督靠自己可以做一些事。
But he chose not to.
然而他却选择不要那样做。
Because he wanted to make it clear what the source of unlimited power is.
因为他想让这件事情变得十分的完全的清楚，就是我们如何才能得到那无与伦比的能力。
He wanted to make the secret clear. It was living through the life of another.
他想让把这件事情做得非常的清楚，让我们知道说这个源头是不是在我们自己里面。
If anyone could do something, it was the Lord Jesus.
其实如果任何人能够有权利做一些事情的话，做一些自己的事情的话，
就是我们的主。We read those verses last night. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
昨天晚上我们读到的这处经文说神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督的里面。
Certainly he could do something of himself.
当然他自己想做的话可以凭着己意做一些事情。
But he chose not to.
然而他却选择不要这样做。
And listen to the secret the Lord himself shared in John 5 verse 26.
第五章第三十六节这边主跟我们讲到这个秘诀。
For even as the Father has life in himself, so he has given to the Son also to have life in himself.
536?
Did I say 526?
26, 不是36, okay, 26节。
It's my southern drawl.
No, it's my fault, sorry. 因为父怎样在自己有生命，就赐给他儿子也照样在自己有生命。
That what this verse means is that given life, that life that was given to him that was the secret.
这边所强调的就是父所给他的那个生命，这个秘诀在于父所给的。
Just think, the Lord could have done anything.
主他自己，他其实可以做所有的
事情。You remember the temptation of the Lord.
你记得主耶稣受试探的那个时候。
You remember how the enemy tried to get the Lord to do something of himself.
你记得这个仇敌在那边想方设法让主耶稣基督凭着自己为自己做些
事。You remember how he said, if you are the Son of God, take these stones and make them bread.
你记得仇敌说，你若是神的儿子，就吩咐这些石头变成饼吧。
He did miracles much greater than that.
他其实做了比这个神迹更大的事。
But he refused to do what the Father didn't tell him to do.
然而他在这边却拒绝做父神没有让他做的事。
You remember how the enemy came to him, just like the enemy was in the garden, came to the Lord Jesus to destroy God's purpose.
你记得仇敌就像在伊甸园里来破坏人的时候所做的那样，要来在基督耶稣身上破坏神的旨意。
Whenever God's great experimentis in view, the enemy is always on the scene.
无论什么时候神的那个伟大的试验在做的时候，仇敌总会出现。
He made a wreck of humankind in the garden.
他在那边让人类完全的失败。
Just think of the consequences. If at that temptation, he could make a wreck of the Lord Jesus.
可以想象一下，当主耶稣基督受试探的时候，如果失败了的话，会是什么样子？
All would be eternally lost.
所有的人，我们都会永远的失去。
So he said, if you're the Son of God, cast yourself off this pinnacle.
如果你是神的儿子，就从这个殿顶上跳下去吧。
And the enemy, in his devious wisdom, quoted the scriptures, the Psalms, about how he will protect you.
这个仇敌是这样的狡猾，他甚至在那边引用圣经，引用诗篇里边的话来引诱主耶稣，来试探主耶稣。
And he said, do not tempt the Lord your God.
主耶稣跟他说，不要试探神，主你的神。
And you remember the real issue was, the enemy said, all these nations, all this glory basically is mine, and I will give it to you if you bow down in worship.
这仇敌说，天下的一切的荣华都是赐给我的，你要向我下拜，我就全部给你。
Think of what was at stake.
想一想在这边他关乎到什么样的事情。
All eternity would be destroyed if he bowed down for one moment.
如果主在那边真的是有一刻的软弱下拜的话，所有的勇士都失去了。
But he would not, because this man made the right choice.
然而他没有这样做，因为这个人耶稣他做了对的选择。
You remember he said, I cannot speak anything of myself. Only what I hear the Father saying, I say.
你记得他曾经说过，我也不照凭自己说任何话，只是听见父怎么说我才怎么说。
I don't know if I'm making it clear enough what the Lord was actually doing in his period on earth.
我不知道我有没有说清楚，当主耶稣基督在地上生活的时候，他在那边向我们展示的是什么？
Where the first man failed, he was trying to show the right way to live.
第一个亚当所失败的事情，他在地上向我们显明什么是一个对的事。
The second man lived through the life of the Father.
这个第二位的这个人，这幕后的亚当，他活出了父神的生命。
The first man lived by his own independence.
第一位人亚当，他靠着他自己独立于神的那个生命来生活。
This first Adam failed in his choice.
这个头一个亚当在他的选择上失败。
This second man never fails.
这第二位人后来末后的亚当，他从不失败。
He demonstrated in his own walk and life God in us.
他用他的生活，在地上的生活向我们展示说神在我们里面。
You have to understand that.
你必须要明白这件事情。
It was illustrated in the Old Testament.
在旧约里边这件事情被预表出来。
But the Lord Jesus brought it into full view in the New Testament and showed the way we have to live.
然后在新约里边，主耶稣基督就把它丰满的彰显出来，给我们看见这样的生活是什么样子。
You remember when Philip came to the Lord Jesus and he said, "Show us the Father, and it will suffice."
你记得腓力到了主耶稣面前说，你把父神显给我们看，我们就知足了。
The Lord's answer is tremendous.
主的回答是何等的美妙。
If you have seen me, you have seen the Father.Believest thou not that I am in the Father? And listen to what he said. And the Father is in me.
人看见了我，就是看见了父。你怎么说将父神显给我们看呢？
What do you think he was doing?
你知道他在做什么吗？
He was trying to show us the great secret of life.
他在这边其实是要向我们展示那个生活的最大的秘诀。
This is the demonstration of God in us.
这个就是神在我们里边的一个奇妙的演示。
This is the sight of the Lord's life.
这个就是我们能够看见我们主的那个生命。
You know, this is what the Lord wants for us, His people.
你知道，这个就是神在我们今天在我们身上所要求的，所要看见的。
Turn to the book of Acts, chapter 11.
我们翻到《使徒行传》第十一章。
This is proof of it.
这边给我们
证明了这
件事。Verses 25 and 26. 第25节、26节。
It says, and he went away to Tarsus to seek out Saul. This is Barnabas, by the way.
这边说到巴拿巴，他又往大树去找扫罗。
And found him, and he brought him to Antioch. And so it was with them that for a whole year they were gathered together in the assembly and taught a large crowd. And the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch.
找着了就带他到安提阿去，他们足有一年的功夫和教会一同聚集，教训了许多人，门徒成为基督徒是从安提阿起手。
This is a tremendous statement in the Word of God.
在神的话中，这是一件极重要的一个陈述。
The world looked at these people and they tried to think, who are these people?
世上的人看见这一群人，试图发现说他们到底是什么样的人。
They said, when we see these people, all we see is Christ.
他们说我们看见这些人，好像看见了基督。
They act like Christ.
他们好像活得像基督。
When you see them, all you see is Christ.
当你看他们聚在一起的时候，他们好像只看见了基督。
The Christians, the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch.
门徒被称为基督徒是从安提亚开始的。
This is what it means about living through the life of another.
这个就是活在另外一个生命里头的这句话的那个意义。
Christ was in them, and that's what made the difference.
基督在他们的里面活着，这个就是造成这一切不同的那个原因。
I think of that wonderful story about the woman at the well.
我想到在叙加水井边的那个妇女。
You remember the woman at the well.
你记得那个故事。
We often use it as a gospel story.
我们常常传福音的时候用这个故事。
It's a quite good gospel story.
这实在是一个很好的传福音的故事。
But it's a better story about the source of life.
然而却谈到生命的源头的时候，这也是个更好的故事。
You remember how the Lord saw this woman that day.
你记得主的那天见到这位妇人。
The whole thing is about showing this woman what the source of life needs to be.
所有的事情都是因着主要向她展示揭示这个源头，生命的源头是什么。
Look at John 4, verse 13 to 15.
约翰福音第四章第十三节到十五节。
I just almost said, I think you all know these verses.
我相信大家其实都很熟悉这些话。
But a brother told me not to say that, I think, this morning.
今天早上弟兄提醒我不要这样说，你们都。
John 4, verse 13 to 15.
约翰福音第四章十三节到十五节。
Jesus answered and said to her, Everyone who drinks of this water shall thirst again.
耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的还要再渴。
But whosoever drinks of the water which I shall give him shall never thirst forever.
人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴。
Listen to this. But the water that I shall give him shall become in him a fountain of water springing up into eternal life.
我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
The woman says to him, Sir, give me this water that I may not thirst nor come here to draw.
妇人说，先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用这么远来打水。
This is what the Lord is trying to show this woman.
这个是主在这边要让这位妇女看见。
Do you have the source of life?
你有没有那位泉源，这个泉水的源头？
Do you have that everlasting spring that comes up in you and satisfies all of your need where you're no longer thirsty?
你里边有没有那滋涌到永生的那个泉源，可以让你永远不渴？
Or will you come to this well every day with your little water pot just to get by?
或者你每天都需要到这边来打水，就是为了生存而已。
That's what the Lord wants to know, wants us to know.
这个是主让我们所知道，所看见。
She was living what I call pot life, and I'm not talking about drugs.
她就是我称为这个好像是那个水罐子的那个生活。
Just enough to get through the day.
这样的一个生活就是说勉强每天就 过
生活而已。The Lord has an unlimited source of life in himself he wants to share with us.
主耶稣有那个无穷尽的生命，他愿意我们能够在里面得着，能够靠着他来生活。
And it will become in you a spring of living water.
对你来讲，他在你的里面能够成为一个直涌到永生的那个生命的泉源。
And when you read the end of that story,In verse 28, it says something wonderful.
你再接着往下读到28节，这边说到很奇妙的一件事。
It says the woman left her water pot.
这边就说到那个妇人就留下水罐子。
That day she didn't just get saved.
那一天她不仅得救了。
That day she discovered the source of life.
那一天她发现了这个生命的源头。
I think this is the clear story of John 4.
我相信这个就是约翰福音第四章这边一个清楚的意义。
This is the assurance that God is in us.
这个就是神在我们里面的这个确信。
Listen to what it says in 1 John chapter 4 verse 9.
我们再听约翰一书第四章第十九节。
In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because God sent His only begotten Son,into the world that we might live through him.
神差他的独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生，神爱我们的心在此就显明了。
I think many people, evangelicals, think of the Christian life as living for him.
很多这个所谓福音派的基督徒觉得信主就是为他而活。
That is true, it's a part of the Christian life.
是没有错，这是我们基督徒生活的一个部分。
But the real assurance of the Christian life is that we can live through him.
但是真正这个基督徒的生活的秘诀是我们要借着他来生活。
What a difference it makes.
这个可以得到造成极大的不同。
I'll never forget the first time I really discovered in the Word of God that I no longer needed to live the Christian life.
我永远不会忘记，当我头一次在圣经里边看见说，我不用再用我自己的力量来生活了。
I remember when Galatians 2:20 became my rock.
我记得加拉太书二章二十节成为我基督徒生活的那个坚固的根基。
Let me read that verse for you that do not know it.
如果你还不知道的话，让我来读给你听。
Hold on, I'm getting there. Galatians 2:20, this was Paul's testimony.
加拉太书第二章二十节，这个是保罗的见证。
He said, I am crucified with Christ, and no longer live I, but Christ lives in me.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
I'll never forget it. It was the greatest secret I ever discovered in the Bible.
我永远不会忘记，这是我在圣经中间找到的那个极大的秘诀。
I remember I went to the man that led me to the Lord and I said, I want to show you something in the Word like he had never seen it.
我记得我曾经我到带我信主的那位弟兄说，你让我告诉你我在圣经中发现什么，你还没有看见过。
I said, do you understand what this means? I no longer need to live the Christian life. It is Christ who lives in me.
我跟他说，你知道这意味着什么吗？我不用再凭自己过基督徒的生活了，是他在我里边活着。
He was shocked at me. I was so overpowering to him. He couldn't believe it. He said, you are discovering the deep things of Christian life.
他极大的震惊，他就几乎难以置信。他说，你现在找到了这个基督徒，这个近身的生命的生活。
I said, no, these are not the deep things of Christian life. This is a normal Christian life.
我说，不是一个很深奥的一个基督徒的生活，这个是一个正常的基督徒生活。
This is the only way to live the Christian life.
而且这是唯一能够过一个基督徒生活的方式。
This is not a way you can live the Christian life on your own.
没有一种方式可以让你凭自己来过一个基督徒的生活。
With your independence.
用你自己独立的方式。
By the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
靠着这个分别善恶树的果子来。
There's only one way you can live the Christian life.
其实只有一条道路，一种方式，你才能够过基督徒的生活。
And that's through Christ.
这就是借着基督。
That verse is on my wall in my family room, and I often look at it and say, "Thank you, Lord, for showing me the secret."
这句经节就挂在我们家的客厅里头，我总是提醒我说，我要感谢主。借着你，我才能够过一个基督徒的生活。
This is the assurance of God in us.
这个就是神在我们里边的那个神圣的把握。
Now there's one more vital point.
还有一个非常重要的点。
We need to see clearly the secret of unparalleled power.
我们必须要看见，那就是这个无与伦比能力的那个秘密。
It's my strongest conviction that the secret of unparalleled power is what the New Testament is all about.
这是我心里边的一个确信，那就是这个无与伦比能力的这个秘诀，就是整本新约圣经要告诉我们的。
The New Testament makes it clear there's everything in it so that we can know God in us.
整本新约圣经就是要想告诉给我们看见说神在我们的里面。
I think of this verse, this wonderful verse in Colossians that we read.
我们刚才读到的哥罗西书这句经节。
Colossians 1, verse 26 and 27.
哥罗西书第一章第二十六、二十七节。
Listen to what it says.
听
The mystery which has been hidden from the ages and from generations, but now has been made manifest to his saints.
这道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了。
To whom God would make known what are the riches of the glory of the mystery among the nations, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
Brothers and sisters, this is the assurance the Lord gave his own before he went back to be with the Father.
弟兄姊妹，这就是主离开地上回到天父那边之前给他的门徒的吩咐。
I don't know what you think of the chapters in John 13 to 17, but these are some of the most marvelous things that could have ever been given to us.
在约翰福音十三章这边主给我们的这个应许是何等的宝贵。
This is the recording of God giving to his own those who loved, and he never lost those deepest assurances before he went back to the Father.
当他离世归父的时候，他给他的门徒一个极深的一个应许，一个把握。
This is one of the things he said to them.
这是他对他们所说的话。
John 14 verse 16 and 17.
约翰福音14章第16到18节。
I will beg the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may be with you forever. The spirit of truth which the world cannot receive, because it does not know him.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他。
And then he said something even more remarkable than that.
然后他就说了更加重要的话。
He said, for he abides with you and shall be in you.
他说他常与你们同在，也要住在你们里面。
Think of it, God the Holy Spirit coming and taking up permanent residence in you.
想象一下，神的圣灵来到你的心中，永远的居住在你的心里。
This is God in us.
这个就是神在我们里面。
This is unbelievable. The saints of the Old Testament could not imagine such a privilege.
这实在是难以置信，因为在旧约时代的圣徒，他们都没有办法想象这样的一件事。
The anointing may come upon them momentarily or for a period, but never would they think the Holy Spirit would abide in them forever.
圣灵可以来高抹他们一时，或者是有一段的时间，但是却没有办法永远的住在他们心里，永远不离开。
What an unparalleled power!
这个是何等重大、无与伦比的能力。
Do you realize the Holy Spirit is living in you?
你有没有意识到圣灵现在就住在你的里面？
There couldn't be a more imaginable assurance.
这实在是没有办法超越这个更大的把握。
He said he will be in you forever.
他说他要永远与你同在同住。
What is illustrated in the Old Testament in the tree of life?
那么在旧约圣经里边，生命树在那边所预表的
is demonstrated in the life of the Lord Jesus while he was upon the earth.
当主耶稣基督在地上生活的时候，就把它实现和彰显了出来。
And according to Colossians chapter 1 verse 26 and 27, it is now to be manifested in the saints.
根据哥罗西书一章二十六、二十七节，现在这件事情就要在所有圣徒的身上彰显出来。
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
基督在你的里面成了有荣耀的盼望。
This is the secret of unparalleled power.
这个就是这个无与伦比能力的那个奥秘。
Listen to what the Lord said again in John 14 verse 23.
到了第十四章二十三节他说的。
And we will come to him and make our abode in him.
我们要到他那里去与他同住。
That song we were singing, Constantly Abiding.
今天我们唱的这首诗歌说到常常与主
I think we often think of our abiding in Christ when we sing that song.
我们唱这首诗歌的时候，常常以为我们在说我们自己要住在主里面。
But think about what the Lord Jesus said. He said, "The Father and I, we will come and make our abode in you."
记得主耶稣在这边所说的吗？他和父要到我们这里来，要与我们同住。
This is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
这个就是基督在我们的里面成了有荣耀的盼望。
There can't be a greater secret than that.
没有办法有比这更大的那个宝贵的秘诀了。
This is what Hanley Moore called when he spoke of Colossians 1:26 as the holy secret.
这个就是这个 Hanley Moore 他曾经说这件事情为神圣的那个秘密奥秘。
He said,And what is the secret?
他说，那么这个秘诀到底是什么呢？
It is not an it.
他说，这个秘诀不是那个东西，不是他。
It is a he.
而是那个人，是他。
It is Christ in you.
是基督在你的里面。
The hope of glory.
是这个荣耀的盼望。
It is the Son of the Father's love revealed as the dweller in your being.
他是这个天父爱的，他是这个天父的爱子，住在你的里面，成为你自己的生命。
How marvelous this assurance is!
这是何等奇妙的一个把握。
The Old Testament couldn't have imagined this.
在旧约的时代，他们没有办法想象。
I have a feeling we're going to have some serious discussions with the Old Testament saints in eternity.
我想象在永世的里头，我们跟旧约的圣徒们会有一些很热闹的讨论。
I can imagine him saying, "Let me get this straight. The Holy Spirit was permanently abiding in you."
他们会说。让我搞清楚，圣灵难道真的是永远住在你的里头了吗？
The mystery hidden from the ages was finally made manifest to you, and Christ was in you the hope of glory.
那历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，难道真的是显明出来，就是基督在你的里面永远的成为那个
荣耀的盼望？ And we had the law.
你们就真的得到了这一切吗？
Once in a while, the Holy Spirit would come upon us.
因为时不常的圣灵可以降临在我们的身上。
I can imagine they might say to us, "Why didn't you do better?"
我可以想象他们会问我们说，
"You had everything.
You
had the unspeakable privilege.
你们有这样子的没有办法诉说的这个特权。
You had what Paul finally let the cat out of the bag." Well, maybe that's not a good expression.
Right.
But here, this thing that had been hidden from the ages had now finally been manifest, this greatest secret of all, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
保罗在这边让这个历史历代所隐藏的这个奥秘，就是基督在我们的里面成了有荣耀的盼望，把它彰显出来了。
There's nothing like it.
没有任何一件事情
像这样。It is the secret of secrets.
这实在是那个秘诀中的秘诀。
And because of this, we can live the Christian life.
因为这样，我们才能够过一个正常的基督徒生活。
And because of this, we can be the testimony of Jesus.
因为这样，我们才能够成为基督的见证。
I think Paul explained this in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7.
我相信在哥林多后书第四章第七节，保罗说到这件事情。
Think of this when you think of this highest assurance.
当我们读到这句经节的时候，我们要想到这个极大的、极高的这个把握。
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
This is the explanation.
这个就是这个问题的解释。
I'm sorry if I can't make it any more clear.
对不起，我没有办法把这个说得更清楚了。
God has done the unthinkable.
神实在是做了一个难以想象的事情。
He said, "I am with you."
他说我与你们在一起，同在。
He said, "I am for you."
他说我是帮助你们的。
But then he does what was unimaginable in times past. He says, "I am in you."
然后他就做了一个历史历代所没有办法彰显出来的事情，现在彰显出来，那就是我在你们的里面。
You know, God needs to open our eyes to this highest of assurances.
我们实在是需要主打开我们的眼睛，能够看见和得到这个最高的神圣的把握。
I think Brother Bohr taught me a new Chinese word this morning.
我相信今天早上博弟兄教了我一个新的中文词汇。
I know Daniel's going to straighten me out, but I think it was 看见。
看见。
Did he say what I said?We have to see it.
我们必须要看见。
I'll never forget Brother Bohr saying, 看见。看见。
要看见。
What?
对，看见。
Brothers and sisters, if you don't see this assurance that God is with us,
弟兄姊妹，如果你没有看见这样子的一个神圣的把握，神与我们同在。
If you don't see this assurance that God is for us,
如果你没有看见神的这个神圣的把握，神是帮助我们的。
If you don't see this greatest assurance that God is in us,
如果你没有看见这个最伟大的这个把握，那就是神在我们里面。
Brothers and sisters, what a loss it would be.
弟兄姊妹，我们会受何等大的亏欠。
These are the greatest secrets in the Bible.
这个就是这圣经最伟大的这个奥秘，
这个秘诀。These are the highest assurances in the Bible.
这个也是圣经给我们看见最高的这个把握。
This was God's plan from the beginning.
这个就是神从起初就有的那个目的和旨意。
Shall we pray?
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you
for your word. 我们感谢你。 Sorry.
We thank you so much for your word.
我们为着你的话向你献上深深的感谢。
We could have never imagined when we were lost.And without hope in this world,
我们实在没办法想象我们曾经是何等的失丧，没有盼望。
That you had such great thoughts for us.
然而你却向我们存着这么高的意念。
But Lord, we begin to see and how it wakens us to all that we have in Christ Jesus.
然而我们却被唤醒，我们能够看见你在基督里面为我们预备这么丰盛的荣耀。
Lord, open our eyes.
主啊，愿你打开我们的眼睛。
If you don't open our eyes, we'll never understand it, and we'll certainly never enter into it.
主啊，若你不开我们的眼睛，我们永远没有办法看见，我们就更不能进入。
But when you open our eyes, we can enter into all the fullness that is ours in Christ Jesus.
如果你打开我们的眼睛，使我们能看见，我们就能够进入基督那一切的丰满里。
Then we can live the Christian life.
然后我们就可以过一个基督徒的生活。
And then we can be the church you want us to be.
然后我们就能够成为一个和你心意的教会。
Blessed Lord, we pray you would take these things and make them very real to us in our experience.
配受颂赞的主，愿你把这一切都做成我们里面的实际。
And all these things we ask in the name of Jesus.
我们靠着耶稣的名祈求。阿门。
Amen. Amen.